really walk through every space, the attic, basically everything we could see to document what it is and what we know about it, and with sort of the recommendation that if this has to be impacted by the work, it ought to be done this way. And we use that really as a guide for all the work that we do.
What to you was the greatest marvel about this building from an architect's point of view?
For me, it's the beauty and the simplicity of the building. The tech and its ability to adapt with the growing church population and to adapt with the invention of and inclusion of all the technology. This place, in one of its operating modes, is a live TV studio, which is no small feat. And the technology that you see is the least we could get away with. Because there was specifically from the church leadership the request that we don't have a lot of the technology visible. So everything we could, we've put out of sight. But it's all still there. We wanted to keep it as close as it is. All this technology has been invented since this building was around. And the building hasn't been hurt by it, hasn't had to have some very unfortunate thing added to it.
What about what was already here, what the saints did all those years ago? What about that to you was ingenious or amazing?
Well, the truss structures truly are amazing. And were you at the exhibit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's really exactly what it looks like. It's very nicely done. It's so great. But it seems so crude. Yet the engineering of it is a marvel. You know, a lot of old wood structures gone throughout the world, and that this thing had stayed for 140 years.
They
built it to last, and they built it the absolute best that they could. And that was our charge, is to do it well and to keep this building so that it can be used. It's not a museum piece in a glass box.
Right.
It's really a functioning, working building. Before it was closed, they had over 500 events scheduled every year. And this building gets used, and how many millions of people walk through this thing every year? This is a great space. It's hallowed ground. And we looked at this really as a sacred trust to have the responsibility to tend for and care for this little gem.